The hosts feel it would be a little unkind.
Hello, and welcome once again to the Mummy Cast. I'm cursed archaeologist Anthony Bowman. My pronouns are he, him, and I'm joined as always by...
Listen, Anthony, we know what's up. I'm not doing the bit again. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, so hopefully you guys liked that. That was a little prank we pulled.
Yeah, we... You know, like, I think, was it last year, we just did, like, a comedy or something for April Fool's, mm-hmm. And it was like, yeah. Well, let's think of something, and, you know, of course, if you follow us on social media, or even, I guess, on this, you know, we have made friends with other podcasts making similar kind of deals with other monsters, you know, with the Silver Scream doing werewolves and the Vampire Video guys.
And but the underrepresented mummy crowd out there.
Yeah, there's on social media we all like joke a lot about like, that we're gonna like make this podcast network of monsters,
Universal Horror Network or whatever.
Yeah, and you know, so it seems like people often like we joke about the creature because there's just only a couple creature from the Black Lagoon movies, but you know, I had this idea that I was just like, I think it would be fun to do the mummy just because. I feel like nobody cares about mummy movies. Like, they're just not a thing anymore, and it just seemed like it'd be kind of a fun, kind of silly offshoot of what we're doing.
Well, nowadays there's probably the air of cultural appropriation, right?
Mm-hmm.
You would have to do it very well. Tom Cruise did not. We saw how that turned out. So.
Right.
That destroyed an entire franchise.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, I mean, like, you know, the Brendan Fraser movies, I think, are pretty well-loved at this point, but they were definitely, even those were made in, like, what you would call, like, a different time, even though it was not that long ago.
But we could laugh at ourselves.
Yeah, there's definitely a different sort of tone to those, and we did go back and, like, forth about, like, what movie we would do, like, what would be... the movie and it was like, well, we can't do like a Universal one because if this podcast has been around a while in this sort of silly April Fool's fictional.
Yeah, we would have made it through there.
Yeah, and so we couldn't do Universal or Hammer or whatever. And I think it was actually you pitched doing Bubba Hotep, which I was like, yes.
Absolutely. That's... The moment you said, hey, we should do Mummy, I was like, Bubba Hotep, let's go.
Yeah. I'm really glad you threw that one out there because I love that movie, but it wouldn't have been one of the first ones I would have thought of.
Right.
And, you know, I think going into it, I was just like, oh, you know, it'll be a silly thing. We'll just talk about this movie that we like, and that'll be it. But I don't know how you felt, but, like, I sort of was surprised to be like, oh, there's like, meat on this, the genre of mummy movies. There's things to kind of talk about and analyze in the same way that we do with Frankenstein. It was kind of fun, like, you know, shifting and looking at... this form, you know, this the tropes of this particular subgenre.
It's interesting how they're so similar but yet so different as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because with the mummy you have something that's obviously a much more magical creature, and it is something that it knows who it was when it was alive, versus the Frankenstein creatures, which typically they're an amalgamation of several people.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a good chance they may not know who they are.
And, you know, they're both obviously very much centered around the idea of immortality, of humans wanting to extend their lives. But, you know, of course, mummies have the one up in that they actually exist. This is a real thing we've done that humans have created to try to find a way to live on after our deaths.
I mean, let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. Ed Gein was a thing, right? Cobble bodies together.
Yeah, you're not
the
wrong.
Point is, one actually has a purpose, right? Versus the other one, which is a theoretical purpose, but...
Yeah, so...
Also, I don't think a lot of people would want that. It seems like most people are like, nah, if I'm dead, I want to stay dead, probably, right? That's what it feels like.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I definitely have, like, a pretty, like, serious fear of death and wish that I could live forever, but I just want to live forever. I don't want to die and then be, like, resurrected in some weird way. I don't want to be a zombie. I just want to be an immortal.
I mean, I'd give a zombie a shot. You know? Just to say I did it, right? No, I don't know.